Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louie, and catch up on free rego across the entire Tiguan range until the end of June. Treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Happy Tuesday, family. A big edition of the Rush Hour. Of course, the night the Hall of Fame comes to town here at Adelaide Oval. We're going to talk to Jared Waitley later on. He is hosting the event once again. So lock that in for 5:10. Get his thoughts on a couple of the big issues of the footballing landscape as well. So that means Paul Roos, you're in for a treat, 4 o'clockers. Lock him in for around 4:15-ish juice as I welcome a man who is a Hoff himself. G'day, big guy.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Beautiful day again, Lou. But we need some rain, Lou. I'm feeling for the farmers out there in South Australia.
Oh, just the gardens, the farmers, the birds.
The birds are struggling.
Yeah.
I've got the water bottles out most mornings to just...
As I say to my magpies who come around often, you've got to hydrate. Got to hydrate. It's a big second half of the year to come, guys. Got a lot of work to do. Oh, can't rely on Luke. My wife being a crazy magpie lady and throwing bread out every morning. Got to get off your ass and go and get your own ball.
Yeah.
That's what I say to them. All right. Speaking of getting off your ass, going to get your own ball, Nick Kyrgios has answered back to Johnny McEnroe's, I suppose, suggesting that he may coach him. He said this.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Right. He did too.
He actually stays for his own
him.
Words.
Your mate.
He went all Daryl Kerrigan on his ass to tell Johnny Mac he is dreaming.
The players?
Of course, Nick has also pulled out of Queens with a hip injury too.
He's a bit crook. As we speak. Now, the AFL players, are they popping champagne as we speak?
As the Oils used to sing, the richer getting richer. Is that right?
Yeah. Exactly right. Already in the can.
The AFL and the Players Association have reportedly agreed to a new pay deal. All right, 20% increase.
Yep.
The increase is worth a massive $1.84 billion over 6 years. Mm-hmm. Salary caps now go to $12.4 million, which is an increase of $2 million.
Yep.
And the average wage, which doesn't include the rookies, rises from $309,000 to $371,000 per season. And that is the coming season.
Mm. All right. And any player that's over $800,000 plus now.
Basically. And the key was.
They're Donald Trump.
The key was to have yourself linked. To the TPP.
And the, some of the
which
smart
the big ones.
Ones
have always done right Correct. Throughout. Our very own Warren Gary Treadrow was one such man who did that.
Yeah.
And this has been the sticking point with a couple of key individuals at both clubs here in town trying to get that into the agreements where clubs obviously saying no because it actually then takes up room in the cap, whereas if you don't put it in, you're left with a beautiful bit of 20% wriggle room.
Well
done, though.
The millionaire club.
They finally got there. Now we just need the cricketers. And the Cricket Association and Cricket Australia to get together and get on the same page. But that doesn't look like happening anytime soon. Massive show, as I said. Jerry Waitley after 5. Paul Roos coming up real soon. Hamish Hartlett after 5:30, Port fans. And major developments, I repeat, major developments in the case of Rush Hour v. Murph and the sleep-in.
Yes.
All right. If you missed it yesterday, Murph slept in Saturday morning on DSL.
Yeah.
It has come to light. Brand new evidence which may force Sean Craig Murphy to do a complete 180 and have to fess up on the stand. That you can lock in for the show tomorrow. Murph, I suggest you get legal representation.
Duncan Bashy had
No, because we've locked them away. They're our boys. All right. So imagine this tonight. I can see it tonight.
Yeah.
Murph, what sort of car you drive?
Nissan something.
Mm. Murph and his Nissan something heading down the Southern Expressway the wrong way, OJ style, trying to run from these
100 patrol cars
from these
chasing you.
Damning allegations of what really happened with the sleep in.
You're in a white
Saturday
t-shirt.
Morning. Oh yeah,
you got your shorts.
He's got
on.
His best mate in the car.
You're
with
wearing
him.
Thongs.
He's lying down in the back.
You got lipstick on.
Coming up next, Hall of Fame. We need to talk about it and the leaking of the nominees.
G'day rock and rollers, this is Dave Gleeson from the Screamin' Jets. I'm giving your suburb a brand new anthem with Triple M Suburban Songs. We're taking crazy stuff about your suburb and we put it into your favourite Triple M songs. This week it's North Adelaide.
Life in North Adelaide.
Hear all the songs at triplem.com.au and get a brand new one every Thursday at 8:30. Thanks to Suburban Taxis. Rock 'em whatever suburb you need to get to. 131 008 Triple M.
So just to explain further that pay deal with the players, if they had that built into their contract with the TPP rise, 20% overnight.
Yeah, so if they're on 800 plus.
So if you're an 800 guy.
Yeah. Dangerfield.
You're straight into the mill.
Yeah, the wife's just ringing.
And I'm off for a little shop. Just, I booked a couple of holidays and I just bought a new house.
You're a millionaire now, honey.
So welcome to the club.
Well done.
Start calling them Thurston. Thurston Howe. So the 20% increase as of 2017, 2018 1.2, 1.3 in 2019, then the remaining 2% between 2020 and 2022.
Yep.
Right, tonight is a really special night here in Adelaide, and it is the Hall of Fame. And you can catch that action on AFL 360 from 7:30. Jerry Waitley is hosting, and he's our special guest after 5. These are amazing nights. We've seen some greats. Mm. They all are greats of the game, past and really past and distant past.
Yep.
And just an amazing night because you see how humble some of these people are amongst their peers.
Yep.
But the thing that disturbs us most between you and I'll let you take lead on this one, is the fact that we find out before the bloody things actually happen.
And it just gripes me every year. Now, you and I do get intel on some of these inductees.
Yep.
And you sit on it and you go, well, fantastic. Now, we can easily go, well, Louis, these three blokes are getting inducted tonight. Well, that just spoils it for their family.
Yep.
I don't want to know. I want to be surprised when I watch the TV or hear about
when
it.
When you pick the paper
when
up
you pick
tomorrow.
Up the paper tomorrow. But no, media outlets can't wait to get it out there and spoil it for the not only the inductee, but his family and friends, and for the AFL and the SNFL.
I know, and it's such a
disrespectful, Luke.
I totally
bloody
agree.
Bloody disrespectful.
It's just getting to a point where we were okay for a little while, where there was a lot of speculation in the lead up, you know, and I think Jared will talk about it more than us because he's been a part of it, whether it's been via hosting or being in the media, that you got to give it some clear air. You got to give it some breathing room.
Absolutely.
It's okay to speculate, but you don't want to know. You don't want to know exactly
I don't know.
Who it is, because I want to pick the paper up tomorrow or watch tonight on Fox and go, oh, the legend is.
Mm.
Oh, the guys inducted are.
Ah.
And
correct.
These are why, and this is this, and there's this speech. I want to live in that moment,
so
and it kills me.
I knew one of the inductees about a month ago, right? And he's from South Australia, and that's all I'm going to say. But our mob, Channel 7, couldn't wait to get it out there. Theo couldn't wait to get it out there to big note himself.
And see, this is where it's almost...
And I don't blame him because he would have been told, and this is the story we're going
to
run.
Well, media trying to beat media. It's the competition amongst itself. It's almost like there's got to be a truce when it comes to Hall of Fame stuff.
Absolutely.
And this big stuff that... Yep. It's not that hard to get the information, but the idea being is it's about being respectful with it. And I think we just all... It's akin to knowing what you're getting for Christmas before Christmas comes. And that's no good.
It
sounds great in theory, but when you wake up Christmas morning and there's nothing brand new, you go,
can we keep something secret? Can we? I know we're just flooded with social media and everyone knows everything now.
Yeah.
Everyone knows everyone else's business. But can we keep something secret in football?
It's like, mate, you can't. You know why? Because people even these days, they want to know the sex of their babies. 20
there
weeks.
There you go.
They want the Hall of Fame and the sex of your baby should be the two things that are sacrosanct.
Oh, I like this.
And you should know. You should have to wait till they pop out. And you go,
absolutely.
It's a boy, it's a girl, or it's such and such. I think enough said.
Triple M's 10 grand no repeat workday guarantee is back. It means we won't play the same song twice. Or will we? Catch us out and win 10 grand.
I think I've heard this song today.
We're guaranteed to repeat a song in June if we don't stuff it up first.
Love taking the piss out of Triple M's Head of Rock for stuffing it up again.
Triple M's 6 till 6, no repeat workday.
Listen up, I'm not going to repeat myself. The place for the new Ford Ranger FX is Mourne Team Mount Barker, ntford.com.au.
Triple M.
If you were watching 7 News last night and you saw Charles and Louis pop up on the telly, don't adjust the set, okay? It's all good. They had a code word for you. Hopefully you remember that code word because... 60 minutes from now, you've got a chance to give us back that code word, put yourself in the running to go to Melbourne and watch an episode of Front Bar in the audience there and go and see Crows-Carlton game as well the day after.
Cracking game of football.
At the G.
Just had an idea.
Well, you're the ideas man in this building.
Our Friday show in summer should be done from front bars.
Oh, stop it.
Can we do that?
No.
What are you talking about?
We did one.
We do a few at the bars.
We did one at the
Murph? How many do you think we've done?
Three, perhaps.
Probably three.
Yeah.
So is that every Friday in summer?
No, but it's sort of getting there.
But when the United
And have
boys...
we actually been in the front bar?
It's a front bar.
No, that's true.
We've been shoved out the back.
Yeah, that's true.
We've been in beer gardens, Murph.
I like this. I like where you're going with this
front
ideas,
bar
man.
Where you can just get in there and what happens in the front bar stays in the front bar.
All right.
Special treat next, normally at 5:10 on a Tuesday.
Oh,
not
I love
anymore.
This song.
Paul Roos, the super coach, coming up next on the Rush Hour.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Roos' left foot kick is a goal. Unbelievable finish.
Please welcome Paul Ruse.
The great man joins us fresh from a little serenity. He's been out walking the dog, Ruse. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, good evening, boys. Yeah, just went for a little walk with the dog, which was nice.
What beautiful kind of dog you got, Ruse?
It's actually my son's dog, but true to form. He's got a 15th birthday, and no, he does spend a bit of time with it, but he's not big on picking up the dog poo, I can tell you that. Yeah. And, you know, he's studying at the moment, so I took the Bernese Mountain Dog down the park.
Oh, nice. Great dogs. Great.
Good dogs. Good dogs. Very good.
Righto, mate. Buck says he can't trust the media. Hutchie flew back at him. In your time, in your dealings, a media are a bit selective, Ruse, when it comes to reporting what they want as opposed to the overall writing message, like Buck said, taking 30 seconds out of a 10-minute presser.
Well, I reckon Buck gave some really good advice. I mean, I hope the media really listen to it because, yeah, and I think Lloydie butted in at one stage and said, look, the players don't trust the media. So if that's the case, and you're in the media and you want to start getting really good stories and informative stories, then the smart thing to do would be to change the way you do things. So Buck's made some really, really relevant points. That's why I love coming on the show with you guys, because we actually get to chat around football and people turn it on and they can't misconstrue what we say. Oh, Ruse, whereas and he's absolutely right, because what happens in a 12-minute press conference, you might say something, yeah, at the 10.5-minute mark, which you feel is quite insignificant, but someone takes it out of context and then becomes a big story. So, look, hopefully what Bucks was saying, I think he meant it in the right spirit, and hopefully what he's saying, the media take on board and actually change some of the ways that they do things. And I think if they do that, you're going to start to build the trust between footy clubs, coaches, players, and the media.
The Western Bulldogs, have they got a hangover the competition's got better, Ruse?
Well, look, I think it's, the competition is so even. I think it's a bit disrespectful to the premiers. Well, clearly the Dogs aren't playing very well, and Luke Beveridge would be the first to admit that. But I don't think it's through lack of trying, through lack of preparation, through lack of pre-season. So, look, I just think it's the evenness of the competition and the fact that they're not playing that well at the moment.
Ruse, at what point do you have to back some in, though? He's had four or five changes a few times now, and it's been a revolving door with some of the premiership stars. And, of course, a lot of that's a little bit of form, a little bit of injury, but it just seems that he's just flicking them around until he can finally get something, whereas sometimes you might just have to go, hang on, boys, I might try and back a few in to see if we can get this job done.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Louis. I think what he's doing worked last year really, really well. You know, I think he made some changes. A lot of them were forced changes last year. It worked extremely well. I think at the moment they look a little bit unsettled. I think you're right. I agree with you. Give or take those injuries, I think if you're a Bulldogs fan, you'd like to see probably the same team give or take for the next 3 weeks and let it settle down, and then let's reassess them after a 3 week period.
Ruse, what about the bye rounds? I've been banging on about the bye, the 3 week bye, which I can't stand. I reckon it's disruptive to the competition. We only need one by mid-year. All sides have it off. And yet Simon Leith Lane's come out and said, oh, no, we love it. We're going to keep doing it next year.
Did you like it, Ruse? Did you like it?
I completely agree with you, Jars. I think one by in the middle of the year makes it even for
everyone.
It's exactly the same for everyone. We have a bye, everyone gets a break. And I don't know exactly the reasons. I think from memory, I think some of the AFL, the media partners, want at least the continuity. They're worried about having a bye. Yet the contradiction to that is the bye before the final series.
Right, mate, got to get to a song. Need to then talk about social media policy. Thomas Bug, a former young man you coached, caused a storm for some reason. I don't know why. Fitness coaches leaving mid-season. Ruse, is that like losing your right arm? I want an answer for that when we get back.
And can I ask him about banning stats in the coach's box?
Absolutely. I mean, if anyone played on gut feel, it was Ruse. In fact, I don't think he ever touched an opponent. After 92. Stick around, Ruse. He could tell you stats because he was getting funny. Charles is one of those blokes that used to ride him down. And then Gary McIntosh used to say when guys were getting kicks on him, what are you marking him down with a fork, Ruse? Honestly, fair dinkum. Paul Ruse, stick around. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Ruse, Port Adelaide rocked to a degree. Darren Burgess, big offer to go, life-changing offer to go to Arsenal over in the EPL. What would that do to you, Ruse, losing your right-hand man, the man in charge of your high performance?
Yeah, look, they play a big role. There's no doubt they're really crucial to setting up your pre-season, off-season. You know, things like the bye we just touched on before. You know, they have a huge role to play in footy clubs. more so than ever. Look, is there an opportune time? You probably, this time of year compared to middle of your pre-season, start of your pre-season, post-Christmas. So, I mean, not that there's a good time, but, given now they're in a pretty good routine, everyone's sort of pretty fit, everyone really knows what they're doing. And if I read it correctly, I think he may have some input as well going moving forward. Is that correct?
And he'll be back for the finals and everything else if they get through all of that.
So, look, it's not ideal, but I think if there was a time you could afford to do it and do it like they're doing, I think this is the time of year to get it done.
AFL great Mickey Malthouse was called for stats to be banned from the coaches' boxes. Now, he wants coaches to coach on gut feel. Do you agree with his comments?
Well, look, I think most good coaches don't worry too much about stats anyway. So I don't think it's that bigger issue. I remember, Anthony Carr, at Sydney, and then there's three or four boys at Pete Roberts at Melbourne. Yeah, really, the good stats guys, you sort of say, oh, Roosie, look, Cotchin's got 11, a lot of them are back half, don't worry about it. If I turn around to Benny Matthews, Benny, geez, looks like we've lost the last three stoppages. Someone would yell out, yeah, we have. And Benny would go, look, we fumbled two. We gave away a free kick. So, look, I don't think, in my experience, stats aren't a huge thing in coaches' boxing anyway. Certainly, so have them in there, don't have them in there. I don't think it really matters. So I was certainly one that liked having them, but they certainly didn't dictate what we did very often in the coaches' box.
Nice one. Social media, Rizzy, little Tommy Bug, unbelievably caused a stir, and a lot of people suggesting, it's a good thing the Demons won. Was it just a harmless prank between mates that everybody has been quick to condemn and just sort of go, it's a dangerous area, we shouldn't be playing in it, when really the reality of the world lives on these things these days?
Mm. Look, it's the age that we're in now, and I think, is it ideal? Probably not from a coaching or the respect point of view, but when you find out that the boys know each other, I think they're reasonable mates or whatever. So there's always context around these things. I think the tendency is always to jump on it straight away. But it's also up to, I guess old fogies like us to understand, it is a different environment, and this is the way young people communicate now.
Rizzy, last one before we get to your coaching tip. Brendan Bolton, doing amazing things. You've been through it, you've lived through it, you've developed them up. Must be a very sweet feeling when a club starts to take on board your message and individuals start to play to their potential.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they've got a clear game plan, which allows, if your good players are playing really, really well, it allows your Jack Silvanis to sort of swing in and out of games as you're going to, Pospeski's seat and, your young defenders. It allows those guys just to, every now and then, they can have a flat quarter, a flat half, even a flat game. But when your stars are playing really, really well, embracing the message, they're going very well.
Righto, mate. Finish us off with the coaching tip.
Roosie's coaching tip. Yeah, look, it is along the lines of Brendan Bolton. Watching their games the last 2 weeks really closely, it's just, and again, it varies from level to level and all those sorts of things. But I think the game selection has certainly changed a little bit now, and I want to focus particularly on Doherty and Simpson. To get two of your really experienced players. Not everyone has to play in the midfield now. I know as kids we all want to jump in the midfield and we want to get around the ball as much as we can. But I think if you emulate the AFL, how important now those halfbacks are, really, really important, those organising halfbacks. So encouraging that it's just the coaches at all levels. Really watch the AFL. There's some things you can emulate and obviously some things you can't because it's fully professional in terms of meetings and a lot of game styling and such, et cetera, et cetera. But a couple of things that really struck me this year are that real organisational of Doherty and Simpson, their real ability to control, the halfback, maybe go up to wing. And the other one is just, get some speedy half forwards. I mean, what Richmond has done with their really quick, they didn't win on the weekend, but they've improved a lot. So don't always put your best players necessarily in the middle of the ground. Try a few different things if you're a coach. Emulate what Richmond are doing. Put some of your really quick midfielders forward. Get the ball forward. Put some of your really smart organisers that generally play midfield or quarter or all game. Put them down back. Teach them. shows them some things that we've spoken about also on the show. So there's a couple of things that from Carlton, you know, and really stick to that process.
It would appear that Jars is already copying your technique. He's been playing across halfback in the Bees. Or is he over here? He said, I'm going down for a bit of experience, plus a bit of dash, and actually caught a bloke on the weekend. Where is he? Tell him, Jars.
Caught a bloke on the weekend.
Yeah, ran him down. Go on the ball. Ran him down from behind, boys.
Well, if you're listening out there, champ, time to give it away.
Yeah. I did tell him that.
And got a gobful, he did.
Yeah, I gave him a gobful. Beautiful.
Thanks, Rizzy. Great to talk, mate.
All
have
right,
a great week.
You guys.
There he is, the Supercoach Paul Roos on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7. Oh, sorry, Speedy Gonzales and Louis. The Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Some footy news doing the rounds. Of course, Jared Pollock, done and dusted for the big game against Collingwood because of that little hammy nick.
Couple of weeks.
Across the weekend. Yep. The Demons are going to be without their co-captain, Nathan Jones. Done that quad where he left the field late in the last quarter. 4 to 6 weeks, Juice.
A bit of a blow, but he's not been the best player for them, has he, in the last
No, the kids have
year.
All come on. Maxi Gawn is due back.
He'll play this week.
That is a big win for the Demons. Jaeger O'Meara in all sorts.
What's happened now?
More knee issues. Not the same, but more. He's got bone stress of the patella.
That's not good.
Which anything relating to the patella is never great.
That is not good.
So
that may be, and I'm not going to say it. No. That's not good.
So
wish him well.
Hasn't played since round six, so don't expect to see him back anytime soon.
Put him away.
We'll have the latest too. Matthew Pavlich has spoken on behalf of the players after their record-breaking $1.84 billion deal over 6 years. It was announced a little earlier today. We'll get Pav's thoughts on that. We'll play that out of the 5 o'clock news for you. Arsenal. Well, Australia are the flavour of the month. Obviously, Darren Burgess, Port Adelaide High Performance Manager, has agreed to go back to the EPL club. The boys over there tried their best Aussie, trying to do their best impersonations of the Australian language. Have a listen.
Fair dinkum.
What?
Huh?
Fair dinkum, mate. Fair dinkum.
Should be right.
Should be right. Should be right.
Should be right.
Let me whack on my trackies.
Let me whack on my trackies.
Struth.
What's struth?
Struth.
Struth. Couple weren't bad.
Shouldn't laugh. Anyone on this show has heard Jars try and do a bit of Cockney rhyming slang. We should not throw stones.
It's not bad.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Ange Postecoglou. He's becoming Mick Malthouse of the soccer world. Cranky again. 3-2 loss to the Germans. Yeah. First up in the Confederations Cup. Here is the man himself, Ange.
You must know me really well. How many times you met me before? First time? Yeah, well, maybe that's just my demeanour. Let's dispel one myth. When the teams walk out tomorrow, if I had to have a guess, I reckon we'll be younger. So, you know, if people actually want to do some research, have a look tomorrow who the younger team is. So, do the maths.
Yeah, he's prickly, isn't he?
He's very prickly.
He's very prickly. You know when he's going to smile?
When?
Once they get into the World Cup. Yeah, once they sort that out.
It's almost like he doesn't like the job.
Nah, because he's finishing up after this.
Well, he's waiting for a big payday.
He's off.
Heading off somewhere.
Anyway.
Speaking of big paydays.
Here we go.
This is what we think. We think Paul Marsh, Matthew Pavlich.
Yeah.
And the whole entire collective player group, when they get together tonight to celebrate,
and they will be
the news of the new agreement, as I said, a $1.8 billion over 6 years. This is what we think the scenes will be like.
You know what? I'm not leaving.
It's Paul Marsh.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
Just having fun.
Yeah.
The show goes on.
Danger.
This is my home.
Selwood,
they're
buddy.
Gonna need a f-ing wrecking ball to Aaron. Take me out of here. Cause I ain't going nowhere.
Gillian just left the building.
Good luck to you, boys. Couple of crank calls to Mike Fitzpatrick tonight. The commission up and into him.
Brilliant.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ian Ranella. They got some great deals happening until the end of June. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Jared Whateley, AFL 360's Jared Whateley, who's hosting the Hall of Fame, is going to join us at 5:10, so to the quiz. And great news, Juice, the buy's not going anywhere. Yeah. According to the AFL footy boss, Simon Lethlean.
Now, the commentary around buys has never been that flattering insofar as people don't love the buys from a fan point of view, but we need to have them for a break and a recharge for the whole industry, and they're not going anywhere, buys, but we try the sort of 6-6-6 system, so there's enough games each weekend, but enough of a break too, and it enables Thursday nights and other good parts of the industry, so they're positive, but there's always ways to maybe do them better.
AFL footy operations, well, Simon Lethlean, that's a no from me, Simon.
He's got a head in his sand. It's not a fair playing field. Like Roosie said, some clubs have 11 days off, some have 9 days off, yeah. Lulu. Have one bye mid-year for all 18 clubs. Oh, can all have a break.
But they want footy on the telly. I agree with you, mate.
He's got no idea.
It is ridiculous.
Listen to the fans.
I used to feel sorry for Simon Lethlean when he had to do the draw, but now not so much.
Nah. Right.
133 53. If you want to have a crack at $1,000, give us a call now the quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Big second hour to come, family. Thanks to your company. Hope you're having a cracking Tuesday. Weather is awesome. I don't want to step on your own toes. That's your backyard. After 5:30, Hamish Hartlett of the Port Adelaide Football Club. Good, the bad, the ugly. Geez, a bit of that getting around today. We've already done the bad or the ugly, leaking Hall of Fame inductees.
Yeah, don't
that
like
is
it,
right man. Up there. And Jared Whateley, speaking of Hall of Fame, is going to join us in a moment to talk about all of tonight's festivities and also some of the big events that have been happening around the world of footy. But the big news story of the day is that the players and the AFL have agreed to the massive new pay deal. $1.84 billion minimum over the next 6 years. Salary cap up from 10.37 mil to 12.4 mil. That's an increase of 2. The average wage
from
309,000 to now 371 to 2022 will be $403,000. Matthew Pavlidge is the big rep for the AFL Players Association. Mm-hmm. Here is the Snoz talking about the great deal.
From the players' perspective, the guiding principle throughout this CBA negotiation was partnership. And we're thrilled to be able to secure that here today and share that. And something that recognises the significant contribution that the players make to the game. For the first time in the game's history, the players' wages will be tied to industry revenue. It's a fantastic outcome and something that we're steadfast on achieving. From the players' perspective, we identified 10 priorities throughout the process, and we've been able to achieve outcomes in all of those 10. Things such as player development and welfare, injury payments, past player hardship, travel, leave and other work conditions, as well as diversity and inclusion. It'll ensure the game remains the best in the country.
There is a Pav just working through some of the things they got done today. Paul Marsh will give you some of his highlights a little later on. Disappointed to let you know, big man, but skin folds are still in. I know it was one of your big riders you went through with Sloane. Clearly couldn't get it over the line. Clearly the high performance managers in the clubs were just too strong on that one.
At least it's done now, and you'll see a lot more clubs now signing up their players in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Everything has been on hold, hasn't
because
it?
Because of the CBA.
Port Adelaide have been anywhere up to 15, 16, correct. 17 individuals. A lot of clubs and a lot of individuals and managers been awaiting that actually TPP amount, which is now the 20% as of now, and then moving forward, getting it all up. So expect to just the floodgates to open up big time. We here, though, at the Rush Hour, it is $1,000. It's not going up. There's no 20% rise. There's no collective bargaining agreement in place. There's no TPP
free flights
to be concerned with. Every single goddamn day you get a chance to win the cash.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters.
When's the last time your brakes were checked? Better call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Would appear that a former producer might be back doing the suburbs.
Yeah, I know, I read it. I just shook my head.
Who's playing the quiz today, dude?
James from Allgate. G'day, James.
Hey, boys, how are you?
How's the weather up there?
Oh, it's a bit getting cold, but it's been a nice day, though.
All right. Yeah, get the fire on, get around it, and just settle on in with
well,
some...
Well, I'm at sea level, as you know.
Nice little, yeah, sea level, like, absolutely. Nah. I mean, you... We couldn't take you to the altitude. Yeah, you wouldn't go too well, Jim, would he?
For iron back, I need to die.
Jim, the black rhino, be short on air, be fatigued. Red blood vessels and all the other things. It wouldn't be travelling very well at all. The oxygen would be down. He'd have to do a Lance Armstrong, James, for him to survive up in that weather.
Oh, yeah. He'd
be, he'd be doping in his caravan as we speak. I tell you right now. Now,
right
speaking of doping, one Automasters, that's it.
Mm.
Nothing else, all right? That is the only help you can get. No friends in the background.
Mm-hmm.
No saying pass and Googling your little stuff while we're going through it. All
no
right.
Earpieces in the other ear.
I'll take the earpiece out then.
You all good?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Right, mate. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of that first one. We wish you all the best of luck.
Which side is second bottom of the AFL Premiership ladder, Jimmy?
Hawthorn.
Who are Port Adelaide playing this weekend, Jimmy?
Port Adelaide is Pass.
What country does the US Open winner, Brooks Kiopa?
America.
Which EPL team is Port's Darren Burgess?
Arsenal.
Johnny. Mm.
Name this week's AFL rising star from the Carlton Footy Club.
That would be Pass.
Which AFL player has received the most free kicks this year?
Automasters.
Mm-hmm.
Which country won the Cricket Champions Trophy?
Pakistan.
The...
Oh.
Did Andrew Jarman ever play AFL footy with Darren Jarman?
Yes.
Which AFL player has kicked the most behinds this year?
Oh, God. Pass.
Who are Melbourne Storm playing at Adelaide Oval on Saturday night?
Sydney Roosters.
Who are Port Adelaide playing this weekend?
Collingwood.
Name this week's AFL rising star from the Carlton Football Club?
Alex Silvani.
And which AFL player has kicked the most behinds this year?
Oh, God. I've got no idea.
Just give us a name. A lot of shot at goal.
I'll say Johnny Butcher because he can't kick.
He didn't play AFL
Johnny
anymore.
Johnny Butcher! Oh.
I know he doesn't play, but he can't kick.
He went for the comedic angle at the end.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right.
What a shame. One, two, three, four,
five, six, seven, eight, nine. Correct.
Yeah, I'm going to pull you up on that.
Oh! Which one?
Well, he's not right. He said Alex Silvani, you dumbasses.
Oh, I just heard Silvani. Silvani.
Oh, Jack Silvani.
Yeah, I heard Silvani.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He said Alex.
Did he? Okay.
You sure?
I tell you, I can take you back to the tape.
I'm a fair reporter.
Did you say Alex or Jack?
Jack.
Lou!
Bullshit. Tell you what, Jim, I'm calling it bullshit.
I'm a fair reporter. I said Alex.
There you go. So easy. But
Jack.
They awarded you 9 via the tape, so we've got to give you 9, mate. $90 coming your way.
Thank you. Who was the last answer?
The last one? Yeah, Danaghy, mate. We do that for everyone else, isn't it? What? Buddy Franklin.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah,
he's kicked 28 points. He has lots of shots.
And Johnny Butcher's at Centrals.
Mm.
30 goals, 28. I'll take that, though.
Yep, not too bad.
Well,
so,
done, Jimmy.
$90 coming your way, Jim, from Allgate. Well, enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Right. Yeah, the Automasters was...
I don't give a rat's ass now because he tried to cheat me out of it. And you guys, God, you're a soft touch.
You're a soft touch.
Just for a bloke that protects the cash like it's his own. Yeah, all of a sudden, some days, you're like, that's all right. Active listening. What are we about on this show?
Yeah, elite standards.
Quality radio, standards, active listening.
All right, Sean. Come on, mate.
Joel Selwood, by the way, was the answer. See the other one?
I just said that, Sean.
Yeah. Jeez.
Active listening.
Who's coming up next? Better be good.
Jared Whateley is next for the Rush Hour.
Mm.
Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Right, you can watch your team live every round only on Fox Footy, including tonight's special AFL 360 edition of the Hall of Fame from 7:30. And the man in charge tonight, the one and only Jared Whateley. Jared, welcome to the Rush Hour. Long time no talk.
Dale and Andrew, great to be with you.
All right, Jared, we're a little fired up. We need a truce. Yep. Just an easing back of people leaking the information about the inductees because we're very strong on the fact that it just ruins what is a great night and the suspense that is surrounding those who are going to be inducted. And it just sort of spoils the whole night, really.
It does a little bit, yes. We've lived through this a couple of times now, and moving the event to Adelaide, which is a wonderful initiative and fits in perfectly with what's going to happen, has sort of resurfaced things that were settled maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and that debate would rage up until about a week before the event as who was eligible and who might go in and who are the legends who are in the discussion. And then there's a pause taken without any answers revealed until the night itself. So I guess in a new frontier, in a new environment with a lot of vested interests in it, that seems to have resurfaced. But yes, the convention of the night is far better served if everybody just takes a deep breath.
Yep.
This is not information that's hard to find, so it doesn't represent a splendid scoop or exclusive.
Yes.
If you walk around the streets of Adelaide in the last hour or so, you will see a couple of the people and go, oh, I know why they're
here. Yeah.
So it requires a gentleman's agreement,
yeah,
and an idea to protect the prestige of the evening.
Jared, mixed bag tonight. We're obviously going to have some footballers inducted, some media personalities, and obviously some administration people that will get a berth tonight.
So one from off the field. Oh, no, that's not true. One from outside the playing circles, right. I should say.
Yep.
And then five that represents a great litany of playing days, which actually dates back a full century. One
wow.
of the inductees was
Jeez.
Born 100 years ago. So the names, even the names from the past, will be familiar. There's a certain air of royalty around one. There are, by convention, always two recently retired players. So this falls into the category of being retired for 5 years. So these are a couple that are really vivid in the recent memory of footballers. And then the highlight of the night is the unveiling of the 27th legend. And as is always the case, Tony Lockett was the last.
Mm.
This is a figure that lives in football's imagination, and there will be a sense of delight when he walks up to the stage.
Yeah, cannot wait. Jared, you're lucky enough to be up there, and you see what this means to these individuals who've done great things. All to a man. Are so humble about their achievements. What is that like? Because you see that look on their face when they get up in front of their peers.
It is the ultimate honour, I'm sure of that. So I've had an involvement across 4 years. And then I've been as an attendee prior to that. Is to talk to them privately is to understand what it means. And I think back on a couple as Andrew McLeod was just so emotional when he found out that he had been inducted, and he brought that rather beautifully to the night. So he was able to speak on behalf of him and his family and his people and his footy club, and he was able to provide that understanding of what it was like when he played the game. And he played the game in a way that that mesmerised us, and he was able to convey that. And then, you know, another one was Rick Davies, who stole the show.
Yeah, Jumbo, yes.
Yeah, as a larger-than-life figure. And I think that's when you get those combinations of the players who sort of dominated their competition and were the ultimate characters, and then you marry that up with the humble who were just so good at it, is when you get that mix in the half a dozen inductees, that's when it's absolutely perfect.
Jared, in a decade's time, will we see our first female Hall of Famer inducted?
Well, yeah, I believe that we would. I think that would be entirely natural. And the parameters will be really interesting because there'll be playing deeds, but then there'll be this pioneering phase, and that's what we're living through at the moment. That should be absolutely natural that at some point women would start to find their way into the Australian Football Hall of Fame.
Can't not have you on the show and ask you a couple of questions, being the voice of reason of football, Jared.
yeah.
Acting, Alex Rance, should he be going to the pantomimes of London?
I'm glad on two fronts here. It's good that it's being discussed,
yep,
but equally, this is not the actual... This is not the one to crack down on.
Yep.
Is Rance did get pushed over.
Mm.
There was a certain amount of force. And that's, I didn't mind the explanation that it wasn't exaggerated to the point of being worthy of either a letter or a fine. But that's coming. I don't think, the player in the next 3 weeks that absolutely brandishes it to earn a free kick, I think will get nailed. But I don't think Rance was quite in that category.
Okay. Thomas Bug, social media is now on the back burner again after what happened on the weekend.
Really interesting from a club perspective is and you guys will have something more valuable to me to add, as at what point do you compromise the collective to indulge the individual? So that's the line.
Yep.
But if you do look at the NBA, and if you looked at the interaction between players, between games in the final series, is they hold nothing back.
Yeah.
And that is an American, that's very American. So where are we happy for it to sit? I guarantee you that if Melbourne had got beaten by 10 goals, Johannes was the best player on the ground if I hadn't had a touch.
Yeah.
I don't think Simon Goodwin would have been able to put a smile on about it. But because he lived it and because he got through it, it sort of becomes that, well, where are we going to apply the boundaries here?
And last one for you, mate. Bucks, outspoken last night, suggesting it's a lack of trust between clubs and media to relay the correct message, and therefore that's why no one's opening the doors wide open, say, come one, come all.
Yeah, it was a really interesting discussion on a whole number of fronts. Binding the whole media together is unhelpful in a moment such as this, because there are media people who have trusted relationships with people within the game. And I think even Nathan Buckley would have at least a couple of those.
Yep.
So it's a broad question. The doorstop is, I agree with Bucks, it's a really distasteful part of it. But the flip side to it is, if Jason Johannesson is not available in the rooms after the game, then the next time he isn't available is when he arrives at the club. So, you know, the argument is well made that in American sport, you walk into the locker room, you talk to Jason Johannesson, you get those quotes, and that cuts
that's
the
it.
Circle
yeah.
right
yep.
down.
I like that.
Yeah, so that's pushing to the far end, and that would circumvent the need to go and stand in the car park the next day. And the one thing I'll say as a media practitioner here is that the idea that a club employee interviewing a club player with a club camera for the club website
doesn't cut it.
Journalism, and that's not media. That is a press release.
Yeah.
So don't give me the line that the players are accessible on our terms. No, no, they're your employees.
Yeah.
If you want to participate in the media cycle, that requires the involvement of actual media.
Hey, before I let you go, mate, Crows v GWS Grand Final. Have you got all the Crows names ready to go, Jared?
There's just something about them when they play well, isn't there? Even in an even season, those still look like the two, even though they're not flawless teams. That's not that sort of season. But I think the neutral observer, if the Crows make it to the grand final, that would be just fine. And incidentally, it would be just fine if Port made it too. I know they had a bad one, but there's something to like in a different way about both of the South Australian teams.
And the big one is, Jared, don't let them finish top two or not have to leave home, because the next time you will see them is on grand final day. We're going to see you tonight, Jared. Thank you so much for your time. All right, from 7:30 tonight, AFL 360 Hall of Fame special, the man hosting and on our show, Jared Whateley. Thank you so much for your time.
Fantastic. Thanks, lads.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
When you're ready.
Triple M. Comwire IT. Complete IT and cloud solutions business.
Hammer off the Hartland and let's fly from 50 and kicks the goal.
It's hammer time on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Boom. That's the hammer coming down.
Hammer time.
Please welcome Hamish Hartland.
Yeah, Hammer joins us, fresh off a solid win, I'll call it. Hammer against the Brisbane Lions. We played some really good footy, some good style of footy to deny you guys the footy. Welcome, mate.
Good afternoon, fellas. Pleasure to be here again.
Well, the elephant in the room is obviously you got no fitness coach, so clearly you can't remain fit.
Yeah, that's the way it seems, apparently, to the wider public.
Didn't it?
Big news. Came as a bit of a shock to us as players, I suppose. After the game, we got told about it. It's about Burjo's big move. So we're all incredibly supportive of him, obviously, and he's done some great work for us over a number of years now. And it's obviously a significant opportunity that he gets to take on over in England. So wish him all the best.
Yeah, very exciting times. Have you had a chance to have a word to Burjo? All the file photos in the interstate media are Burjo with hair and blonde tips.
Yeah.
Not so much the nude nut that we're used to seeing out here. So maybe he's deliberately sent the old clipping across.
I don't mind. You know what I don't mind about Burjo is he's actually embraced his lack of growth on top there, and he's happy to you know, just shave it off and go in that direction. I reckon it's the guys that sort of try and hold on to it for a bit too long that get made a little bit foolish. But Burjo's embraced the baldness, no worries.
One of my pet hates in today's game of football is players missing set shots for goal. Oh, now, Robbie Gray, does he need me to come down and do at least 20 minutes with him just to help him out? Because it costs you games of footy, Ham.
Mate, boys, like, I don't know how much more goal-kicking we can possibly do throughout the week. Like, these blokes are in front of the goals 3 or 4 times a week practising their craft, but there's something about the game day that sort of gets to them a little bit. But, you know, Robbie said to me, I reckon no longer than 2 weeks ago, he's saying, mate, I've got my routine down pat. I'm kicking the ball so well. I can't miss at the moment. And then on the weekend, he goes and does what he does. He did the right thing third time around. He gave me the ball and away she went.
That's it. 29-15 for the year, so it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah,
it's right. Robbie Gray, and he's doing wonderful things up forward.
Ollie Wines came out and said, you're not worthy of a top four spot yet, but the second half's going to really test this football club. You've got, obviously, Collingwood Saturday MCG, which will be a real good test for your boys. Then Richmond, you got Melbourne and West Coast, just to name a few clubs. So,
big month.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's a huge month for us. You know, I think Ollie was quoted as saying that something along the lines of the competition just being so incredibly even this year that you could be 14th on the ladder, you could be 4th on the ladder. It's really irrelevant. You know, some quality teams all throughout the competition. Any team can knock off any team on a given day. So huge month of footy ahead for us. We've got a couple of big games in the state and then some massive games at home as well. So we're looking forward to getting to the jersey this weekend and testing ourselves against a great quality team in Collingwood again this week.
Yeah, had good success last year, I think, over there. Sifted them out the back nicely. So
yeah, that's right.
Looking forward to that.
We love playing over there at the G, first time this year, so look forward to getting over there.
Very exciting, and it's the chance really to string some wins together, mate, because that will certainly help, A, cement a top four spot, and if not anything else, give you some really good breathing room for a couple of tough games. Last one, social media is back in the news again. Of course, you led with it the other week, suggesting you don't go to your Twitter much anymore. Thomas Bugg and Jackie Watts of the Melbourne Footy Club, everyone's had a bit of a laugh at it and sort of erred by saying that probably not the way to go about it. What are your thoughts, and do you at the club, do the boys have been spoken about your social media policies as a result of a little cheeky sort of Snapchat number to JJ on the weekend, Jason Johnson?
Yeah, I don't know the circumstances behind that.
They're good mates,
guys.
They are.
They're pretty good mates, okay, so... I think it's pretty straightforward in black and white what you can and can't put out there in the public eye. Basically, the rule of thumb that we live by is that if you wouldn't want to see it on the front page of the paper, then we suggest that you don't sort of send that sort of stuff out there. So that's basically our general rule.
Well, that probably rules out me asking you if I can take over your social media accounts. Ahead of the game this weekend, Ham.
No, don't.
I might keep my passwords to myself, thanks.
Hey, mate, before we let you go, any footy events coming up at the club?
Yes, we've got a big one next week on a Wednesday night. We've got a family feud type set up over at the Port Club upstairs there at Alberton. So any Port Adelaide people listening out there that want to come along to that, grab a ticket. It should be a cracking night, a bit of fun. Details will be on the website. We'll get them up there, and you can all check it out. It should be a bit of fun.
Good luck Saturday.
Good on you, boys. Thanks.
Good on you, Ham. Good luck against the Pies. Hamish Hartlett on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.